Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist. I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I spent yesterday skiing with a guy that I met last year. And I told this story on one of the podcasts we'd done earlier about how I had crashed on the mountain last year and broke a couple of ribs, collapsed a lung. I tore my rotator cuff, broke my wrist. And the guy that found me out there was a wonderful, wonderful guy who I've become friends with and really helped me out. And, you know, what was interesting is when I was going through this, I had the foresight to get his phone number, and my daughter was trying to help me out, and she got this gentleman's phone number, and we reconnected over the summer, and I got to ski with him yesterday. And I also got to ski with another friend of his who I just met, who was also a really great guy. And so as we're talking, we're having a wonderful, wonderful day, and as we're on the chairlift, we're talking about some of the challenges that we're facing. And my friend, the one that saved me on the mountain, is having some real struggles with his teenage daughter, who is a wonderful girl, but is really suffering from some serious health issues that he's trying to deal with, and has to do with traumatic head injuries and changing of a personality around it, and just some really difficult circumstances. And the other gentleman I that was with us, his wife is battling leukemia. And as we're going through this, you know, these two guys, we're having an incredible day, you know, screaming like little kids as we're in, you know, 8 inches of powder flying through the mountains on skis. It was just incredible. But then to think about the challenges that both of these gentlemen are going through, and it sort of brought something to mind for me. You know, you can't allow anything in life to become all-consuming. Because if either one of these guys allowed their life situations to become all-consuming, you know, they would be really dealing with, I mean, not that they're not dealing with hardships right now, but they would have no balance in life, and it would just be so overwhelming that there would be no room for happiness. But somehow, despite all these challenges, they found a way to find happiness in their life. And so it's this idea of dealing with what I'll call major life challenges. And from both these people, clearly that's what they were. But still, you know, stopping to smell the roses, right? Having that feeling of being a little kid and riding just having these great experiences on skis and just enjoying every moment of that becomes so important, especially when you're facing such difficult life situations. And you know, and again, the point here is simply not allowing anything to become all-consuming, because so often that's what happens, right? We have a bad situation in life, and that is all we relate to, and every minute of every day is spent wallowing in those challenges that we're facing. And just finding, even if it's a small amount of time, to go out and enjoy life and to appreciate things makes all the difference in the world. And for me, as somebody that, you know, is, you know, we all have our share of problems, and I look at my problems. What the experience did for me is it made me truly appreciate what I have. The health of my family members, the incredible bonds we have, the amazing lifestyle that I have, right? Just stepping back and truly appreciating what is. This thing we have, life, always has its challenges. We're always going to be facing things. But the most important thing to be able to make sure that our heads are on straight and that we're okay is to find the good, wherever we are. So as we embark on this new year, a lot of people like to make New Year's resolutions. You know, there's all kinds of stats on how well they work or don't work. But at the end of the day, if you can do simply be in gratitude, we talk about it a lot here because it's so important, but to sit back and appreciate what you have, to look at the good things in life and to focus on those and to be thankful, right? As you start to notice these things, as you become more grateful for these things, more of it starts to show up in your life because you're tuned into it. And as you tune into things, life just becomes better, especially when you're tuning into the positive. So find those things to be thankful for. And as you do, just acknowledge them and take that win and just be happy about all those things that you're doing. And even waking up in the morning and before you get out of bed, ask yourself, what are those three things that I should be grateful for today? And let that start your day. And before you go to sleep at night, ask yourself the same question. What are the three things that I'm grateful for today? And just continue down that road and appreciate the little things, appreciate the big things, and appreciate everything in between. And that alone will make your days, your months, and your years much, much better. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, just remember, tomorrow is never promised. We never know how things are going to work out. And our life situation can change in a moment's notice. So it's so important to appreciate what's great, to truly take a step back and understand how good things truly are. And what that does for you is it puts you in a much better situation when you do face adversity, because you've built up some defenses against some of the challenges that you'll face. But at the end of the day, if you tune into the good things, if you're truly appreciative for what happens around you, you will be a much happier person overall.